All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boos.
We took a little break, but we're back here. I know some of y'all were in my DM saying, okay, where's the episode? Here's the episode.
Oh, Lord.
We're back.
We posted that we wouldn't be here, y'all.
But
we'd probably be up bright and early waiting on it.
Yeah.
The bright and early.
Where's the shit? That's how I'd be. I'd be refreshing the feed, like,
Lord.
Where's the episodes? But we're back and we're better.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. Here's the part where I scan my brain trying to figure out what the fuck I did. Because it's been a long week.
So the weekend hasn't really...
Huh? The weekend happened, though. The weekend before last.
Last weekend.
Saturday. Damn. Do you know what? This was a long week for me.
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
Yeah, you tell me what was your
Saturday,
weekend.
On Saturday, I went skating at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I chilled with my sister and my nephews and kept it low key.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday... Wow.
Okay, I remember now. Sunday we went to
brunch. Right. We did. We went to brunch with our boo boo Ty.
Yes.
And caught up with her.
Yeah.
Which was great and expansive and motivating. Great conversation. And then after that, we went to celebrate Selection Radio, 10 years, 500 episodes. And we watched Joe record episode 500 in person.
Yep.
Which was cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Once ass was jiggling, motherfucking wiggling.
Anytime there's a DJ, you can count on that.
Yeah, and that was Easter Sunday, too.
Oh, that was Easter Sunday.
The Resurrection Sunday. The Resurrection Power.
Yeah.
This didn't feel like an Easter to me. It just felt very different. It felt like a regular day.
It's because we ain't been in church for 2 Easters.
Yeah.
2 years. No Easter.
1 year. 2 Easters.
Oh, well.
Damn.
It feels like two.
You done took us out.
By the
2 years.
We go back on Easter, it will be 2 years. 2 Easters. Yeah. I ain't been in church on Easter in 2 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So my weekend was pretty much that on Sunday. Saturday, I didn't do much. I was just in the streets. I went to a cookie pop-up for this wonderful black-owned cookie company named Flor et Sel. Flor et Sel. That's French. That's French for flour and salt. I'm not even a super big cookie person, but those cookies were hella fucking good. Like, that sister, she puts her foot in those cookies. And then I was craving, because I ate all my cookies, I was craving some.
Mm.
There's a little bakery on the corner here that I see people at all the time. And I was like, I ain't tripping off that bakery, that little mom and pop.
Mm.
But since I've been craving the cookies, I actually went today and got a couple cookies.
And they were worth it. Wow. Okay. Something they finally were, in our neighborhood. That's
those
good.
Cookies, like, no, on God.
Oh.
Those cookies were good. I had a walnut cookie, which is like a Mexican cookie, you know, like the little cookies with the powder.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's called a Mexican wedding cookie, I believe. And then I had a chocolate chip, which was.
Well, that's so nice that there's something local.
And
to
they're
do.
Only a dollar.
Oh.
Yeah, especially if I have a little sweet tooth and I'm sitting up here.
But still, I might have to get some tacos tonight. Because I just don't believe I'm going to cook. I plan to cook. But
tacos from where?
Where was
oh, now
place?
You're fucking with San Pedro's tacos?
Whatever. I mean, fuck. It's getting late. I haven't ate.
I mean, I get you some tacos.
I'm going to have to. Those two. I'm going to get 2 potato tacos.
The potato. I definitely want to try the potato.
Because
mm-hmm. those look fire when you got them. So, yeah, that was the weekend. Something light. We've been very busy.
Man, thank God. God is good, y'all.
Yeah.
We are on the motherfucking come up.
We are. You ladies have also been busy with the ratings and the reviews.
And we love that.
We love to see that. We do have a goal of 2,000 minimum.
This year.
That we want to reach by the end of this year. So please keep putting in your ratings and your reviews, submitting them. They really help our show. They really help us grow. They really help us gain visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And let's highlight our review of the week. This one comes from Chelsea Ariel. She says, everything this black girl needs. I love, love, love this podcast. I found this at a time in my life where I lost myself and felt like I had no one. And I instantly found the two big sisters I needed in Brittany and Germany.
Mm.
I've laughed. I've cried. I've got my edges snatched. And then they were replaced.
The lace front.
after each and every episode. I continuously recommend this podcast to any and everyone I know. Brittany and Germany, you both are really leaving such a positive impact on not only black women, but the black community in general. Never stop being the beautiful, genuine women that you are. It's only up for you two and for the Black Girl Bravado podcast.
It's up and it's stuck. Okay, it's up and it's stuck. You know, thank you so much.
This was a moving one.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful every time y'all leave kind words.
This was a moving one. We really are grateful, thankful.
Yeah, and y'all keep showing up to support us because we did On Air Fest this week.
We did.
Which was our first time having a doing like a speaking engagement or being invited to speak somewhere, and everything that we saw, we've imagined, is starting to come to fruition.
We're seeing things that we've imagined.
Period. We spoke some things into the universe and they appeared. So
we always bring it back to Nick.
We do, brother.
But he dropped some things that are applicable.
He did. So, thank y'all for your support, for the ratings, for the reviews, for showing up to watch us speak, for sharing the content. It's all love and we really appreciate it. So Patreon is another way that you all have been showing up and showing out. Mm-hmm. That Patreon gives this podcast wings. Okay, it gives it wings. It's
the wind beneath its wings.
It's the wind. So our Patreon community is our pulse, the pulse of the plot.
It's definitely the podcast. The pulse of the show.
It's where we are able to share more intimate details. It's our exclusive membership community. We give bonus episodes over there. This week, we're talking about shadow work. So that's coming up.
It's coming up this week.
This week, yeah. So if you're interested in shadow work, then you might want to get over there and tap in.
Yeah, that's our vibrato bonus episode for this Heal Thyself series.
Yes, join at the bestie level. We have a really cool
virtual event
coming up.
We do. So we're going to be doing herbal healing
For 420. We're sending all of our besties pre-rolls, herbal pre-rolls that have no nicotine in them, no caffeine, child, no tobacco, but just
no marijuana,
yeah, and just filled with good herbs to help you relax and just really enjoy yourself these days. So we want to take care of y'all since y'all are doing y'all best to take care of us, and we feel it.
Yes.
So this week on Patreon, we released our monthly playlist, which is good, and the mid-month check-in was up at the end of March. So if you haven't already, sign up with us. It's some good shit happening over there.
It is. So we want to shout out our new patrons of the week. We have two besties, hey, Kiana besties. And Brickell.
What's up?
Hey, Kiana, y'all.
And Brickell.
And then we have
Kenna.
Kenna, what did I say?
Kiana.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kenna. Hey, Kenna.
Kenna. Mm-hmm. My bad. And then we have Nalia.
Hey, Nalia.
And Samaya.
And Samaya.
Yes.
Hey, y'all. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you all so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, we just want to say rest in peace to DMX. We lost. Very sad. Very tragic.
Very, very tragic.
A legend. Iconic.
Yeah. I, of course, had to put my DMX Essentials playlist into rotation. I'm surprised how many songs I really know. When you get
I know
down
a lot. I was
and all the
too.
Words. I'm like,
I'm slipping. Oh, falling. Die. Can't get up. Exactly. I'm slipping. Falling. The Back in One Piece was really my shit.
Oh, I know. I think I'm going to add a DMX songs to the playlist just for
the Back in One. Add the Back in One Piece.
I think I am.
You make this promise in me and make it back in one piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And What These Bitches Want was always
a
banger.
Oh, man. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Ah. What These Bitches Want from a nigga.
Once Cisco was dancing like.
Let me know.
Remember in the video? He was walking by like, what these bitches want from me.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo. Yeah.
Tell me what you want from me.
It's just sad. I really wish. Addiction is hard. It's a disease. I really wish that he could have overcame that. I know he's had a fucked up life.
It's the crack cocaine too. It was crack cocaine. It's sad. It's very sad. So rest in peace. He had 15 kids, dog.
I know.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
15. And he just had one in like 2016.
Mm-hmm. The littlest one.
Fuck.
Yeah, rest sad. In peace.
So rest in peace to DMX.
You know what? DMX was really a man of the Lord.
He was.
He was, even with his demons. Face. I'm like, this man was always speaking the Lord's word.
Somebody
always.
Said, if there's one thing I know, he for sure resting in peace.
Period. He said that, though, recently when he was on Drink Champs.
He said, if he dropped dead today, he lived a good life.
Period. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just not there yet. What? I'm not ready to do the drop dead and be at peace.
Oh,
I'm not at peace.
I'm not either.
I'm not. My soul is shaking.
I still got things, work to do, Lord. You know what you have for promise to me.
I still have things.
I still have some things I need to do.
Things need to be done, baby.
But DMX has lived a full life.
He has. He has.
50 is still young as hell, though.
Ooh, child.
Very young.
Yeah.
So my hope is that he's resting in peace.
He is.
I feel like he is for sure.
Yeah.
Fuck you, demons. Yeah. Let our friend rest.
He's resting.
And I'm glad we got that music to hold on to because he for sure has some bangers.
Yeah.
So yeah, put that one on the playlist because
it'll go.
So the week before last
week's episode, we had a really deep episode.
We
y'all.
Did the love addiction.
Yeah,
the girlfriends were feeling it. Hell, I was feeling it.
I
had
too.
To go back and listen. I subscribed to the framework, the roadmap.
Oh, good.
For love addiction and love avoidance, mm-hmm. I'm like, there's definitely some work that needs to be done here.
Yes,
that will be unpacked when I find a new therapist mm-hmm. because. Issues.
It's necessary. So if you haven't already listened, check out episode 185. It's part 3 of the Heal Thyself series, where we basically, like Brittany mentioned, explored intimacy disorders with Sheena Tubbs of Black Girls Heal. Y'all, she was really dropping fucking gems. Sheena's a personal coach. She's a trauma specialist. She specializes in love addiction and a trauma expert. And she basically just walks us through these intimacy disorders, told us the signs of each. We did get a little emotional talking about our father wounds.
We did.
And the way our family trauma has caused intimacy disorders to manifest in our own lives and relationships. But there was healing on the other side of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need gems to be dropped like we always do, then tap into that episode. Because it was filled with them, baby.
It was filled with them, yes.
I was in tears. Tearful.
Yeah.
Tearful. But it was worth it.
It was good. Definitely check it out. So. This week, we are continuing our Heal Thyself series, talking about healing through Reiki, healing ourselves with Reiki.
Yes.
And if you're unfamiliar with Reiki, you're going to get real familiar with our guest that we spoke with this week, who taught us some ways that we can do Reiki on ourselves.
And I've been Reiki-ing myself.
Oh, you've been implementing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's been Reiki-ing.
Put hands on yourself.
You know what
so
I do.
So, yes, per the usual, this is an episode full of gems and insight. So.
Yes.
We hope you enjoy it.
Hey girls, I want to chat really quickly. Hopefully you joined us for Books and Brunch to discuss Attached by Amir Levine and Rachel S.F. Heller. We had a really great time and we're getting prepared to listen to our next audiobook on Audible. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs. As an Audible member, you get 1 credit every month, which can be used towards that bucket list reading you've been dying to get into. Think Michelle Obama Becoming.
Yes.
Right? Additionally, you'll have access to the Plus catalog. This gym is filled with tons of Audible original content, guided meditations, fitness workouts, and much more. It's the fitness workouts, y'all. Tap in. This month, we're listening to Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav. We've heard this is a great read and we can't wait to dive in. And Audible is perfect for our multitasking mamas and 9-to-5 aunties. This is something for everyone, especially right now. Brittany and I are extremely busy, but we have time because of Audible.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never listened to an audiobook, this might be the sign to start. New members can try Audible for 30 days free. To start your membership, visit audible.com/blackgirlbravado or text blackgirlbravado to 500-500. Again, to start that trial, you want to visit audible.com/blackgirlbravado or text blackgirlbravado with no spaces to 500-500.
Hey, y'all. So we're still in our Heal Thyself series, mm-hmm. and we've been talking about all types of ways to heal ourselves. And today we thought we needed to bring on a special guest mm-hmm. to talk about this healing modality that at first I didn't even know could be applied to self-healing. But after being educated further, I realized, hey, this is something else that we can use. So today we have Tanai Holder. Mm-hmm. She's an intuitive healer, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual wellness coach with us to talk all things Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Tanai, welcome.
Yes, thank you, girl, for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. We've known Tanai for a while now, since we had our live show. Yeah. I remember she's one of the owners, her and her husband, of the Salt Lounge.
Yeah.
And I came to it was some sort of like poetry or some sort of event. It was like poetry happening.
Oh, yeah.
It was a book release.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what happened.
Exactly. So I came and I was like, oh, this is such a cute little space, so local. I didn't even know this was here. You guys had kind of just opened, I think. And Brittany and I were looking for places to have our first live show, and we had been looking online for a bunch of different places, and nothing quite hit. And then I came here and I was like, oh shit, this might be a vibe, Brittany. Like, we can offer some services. It's so cute. And then we connected and we had our show here, and all the homegirls who came to our live show at the Salt Lounge raved about it. They were like, we love it, it's amazing. They were in, they were like really like vibing here. So
we still see people post pictures.
Yes, really?
And everybody looks so good.
That green couch.
Yes, it was the green couch on the decorative wall.
Yes.
See, that event lived on.
Yeah.
Such a great space in the community. So Tanai, welcome again. Let us know who you are. Share your journey, how you got here.
Where should I start? So from the beginning, I would say, well, at least for Reiki, I didn't know anything about Reiki. I didn't know the benefits of it, the effects of it. I never experienced it, but I need to find out what was going on with my own body, because I was going along my spiritual journey and I just felt this energy in my body. My hands would heat up and swell up. My feet would heat up and swell up. And I'd be like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is going on?
I would be shook.
That used to happen to me, but I was eating too much salt. just going to be honest. It was the salt
intake. Not to be mistaken for. Healer.
Hypertensive. Yeah.
So I needed to find out what it was. And I used to, that's when I was pulling cards. And energy healing would always come up. I didn't know what the hell that was. Nobody in my family. I was like the black sheep in the family. So I was the only one on this path doing this work. And I was very skeptical. I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know anybody doing it. But we'll see what happens. Maybe one day in the future. Hands kept heating up. Body start feeling all weird. I'm like, okay, what is this? I pull my cards again. They say the same thing. So I officially like opened up and I was like, okay, I'll explore it, but I'm just going to try it first. And then I made excuses like, oh, I don't have the money. And then the money would appear. And then I'd ignore it again. And one day I went into a metaphysical shop and this lady was like, oh, you know, we have Reiki here and we have a special. It's 20 minutes for $20. You want to try it?
Wow.
And I was like, oh, you can't beat that. All right.
Right.
So I drug my husband in there with me. I'm like, you're going to try this too, because I don't know what the hell I'm getting myself into.
Right.
So we explode or whatever happens, we're going to do this together. Right. And he was like, okay. So I did it and it was very relaxing. I was waiting for this earth shattering experience and that didn't come to me. Wes actually got that. He got the experience that I was looking for.
Wow.
And I later learned that spirit gives you what you can handle, because if that would have happened to me, I probably would have never done it again. So the lady gave me some info like, oh, practice self-care, blah, blah, blah. And I went home. I went to sleep. But when I woke up the next day, I felt like I was unlocked. Like, I felt like I knew exactly what I wanted to do in my life, because I was really confused at the time. I felt like I had the motivation to do so. My hands weren't swollen. My feet weren't swollen. So I was like, all right, I have to try this. And I started to study and learn and practice on myself. And I immediately felt the changes. So I was like, this feels like home to me. And that was the first time something felt like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just continued from there. And I was doing Reiki out of my living room. I just had two little salt lamps and my one massage table. And we were in Vegas. And I was just doing the work. And then I felt guided to move to Long Beach. And it was actually during the time where I got like the biggest opportunity that I like came across. Somebody wanted me to host the meditation at their salt cave. And I just found the salt cave. And I just found that opportunity, and Spirit told me in the middle of the night, let it go.
Oh, hell no.
I'd be like, you wasn't talking to me.
Right.
Couldn't have been talking to me.
I was selling tickets and everything. And it was like, let it go. And you're going to have your own place one day. And I was like, how? How is this going to happen? And then everything kind of.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Kind of fell into place. We ended up moving a month later, and then we got to Long Beach, and we signed the lease to the Salt Lounge a month after that.
Wow.
It was not planned, was not expected. I said I was going to shoot my shot with a family friend. And I just said, hey, this is what I'm doing. It's helping people. It's changing lives. I was making candles and charging those up with Reiki. And I was doing Reiki. And I said, I know I'm going to be able to help a lot of people. Will you just invest in me? Like, I'm just going to try. Give it a shot.
What?
And she said, yes. And we didn't even have the money at the time. And she was like, okay, I'll give you your investment. It was like 8 months from then. But I had just enough every step of the way to like get in here and then put a sign up and go to IKEA and build some furniture step of the way. And then as soon as we moved in, our investment came, which was great because it was helping us sustain as we opened. And then I got laid off from my job the day we opened the doors. So I was like, okay.
Sign.
Yeah. I was like, this is what clearly what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's been growing ever since.
Grown, girl. It's walking. Mm-hmm. It's about to start drinking. Grown. Okay.
Let me in. Here's my ID. I'm 21.
It's grown. It's starting to drink.
Yes. Oh, man. So what is Reiki? Like, for the listeners who have no idea, never heard of it, what is Reiki?
Okay. So I'll give you two ways. So the first way to explain it is that Reiki is the process of channeling life force energy through a practitioner to the client to help raise their vibration mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
Come on.
So,
definition.
Yes, what you can compare to, I guess the closest thing is somebody would say they're laying hands on folks, but not that dramatic.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep your holy oil.
Yes. Right. At bare minimum, you feel super relaxed. A lot of the clients fall asleep on the table, but you definitely feel a change from when you lay on that table to when you wake up. Mm-hmm. Now, a better way you can understand it is, say you were younger and you had a stomach ache and you put your hands on your stomach and then it felt better. That's you already intuitively knowing as a child that you are a healer and that you can use this energy to raise the vibration in your body to help you feel better. So when we aren't expressing ourselves the way we necessarily should, things manifest in the body. And so you may have shoulder pain, you might have knee pain. And what your body is telling you is, hey, pay attention to me. There's something wrong. There's something here that you need to notice, and I'm trying to get your attention. And so through Reiki, you can actually tap into what that is in your body, release the trauma, release the blockages, and move on with life.
So Brittany, you had a Reiki experience.
I did.
Here at the Salt Lounge.
I had a Reiki experience. I remember when we were talking before I even had my Reiki experience, I was saying that I had, I think it was back pain or knee pain. Mm-hmm. Maybe back. I think
it was back.
My knee's been okay. But you were saying that each section, like where there's pain, means something.
Mm-hmm.
So what did back mean?
It's different for every person.
Okay.
But the most common areas are the knees. So say your left knee is hurting. A lot of times that's compromised. You're compromising yourself. Shit. And putting other people before your own personal needs and self-care. If it's the right knee, a lot of times that's stubbornness. So you're not really moving with the flow of life because the right side of your body is masculine energy and the left side is feminine energy. So that feminine energy is flow, receiving, intuition. The right side is pushing through, active, like that hustle part of you. And a lot of times that right knee is hurting because you're not flowing with your intuition. You're not receiving. You just want to go and kind of be stubborn with life.
Wow.
That's how the hips and thighs. I heard that the hips and thighs, oh my, meaning something is going on with your past, huh?
Sometimes it can also mean the hips a lot of times have to do with your parents and your upbringing. So it could be the past, your childhood. So say your right hip is hurting. That can be your relationship with your father. Mm-hmm, or the men in your life from the past that had like an active role in whatever it is you're going through. And
pain
then the left
hips.
Side is your mom.
And the knees are supposed to be the present, huh? And then shins, ankle, feet, get your feet to moving are the future. Yes. That's what I imagine, getting them feet cracking.
Yes, and how you move through life.
How you move.
A lot of times the shoulders, so your left shoulder, and this can be different for everybody, but these are general kind of areas and meanings. The left side, a lot of times I see, and a lot of this I learned just through experience. Yeah. So I would notice, okay, everybody with this left knee, this is what's going on. And then I'd do some deep Googling and find like, okay, this relates connection, to my experience. Huh? But your left shoulder is a lot of times holding on to other people's problems.
Ooh. And my, why is my left shoulder hurting right now? Ooh. I need these people's problems off my fucking shoulder.
Really? Don't. And then is the other one the throat chakra? I mean, the throat? Like not,
right here.
Not your back, girl. I'm talking about, that ain't your shoulder, that's your back.
But you know, it kind of feels like the shoulder bone.
Oh, like deep in there? Yeah. Sometimes it's not only other people's problems, but it could be jealousy.
Ooh. Now, who the fuck am I jealous? No, but I do struggle with jealousy. I don't
know
if it's
jealous of you.
Oh, okay, these bitches. Who's jealous of her?
I mean, you know, like seeing, like, I guess, like seeing things and knowing that I want to obtain it and wondering when the fuck is it going to happen for me.
Yeah.
Like that. But back to what we were saying, I did come here and I did have a Reiki session. And I remember before even getting the Reiki session when we were conversing, I was a little shook because Germany and I were like, so what can we expect? You know, what's going to happen? Like, are we going to be ready to just end it all? Like, what is going to happen? And you were like, well, I always tell people, if you're not ready to make some changes, don't even do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I knew deep down that there were some changes that I needed to make, that I wanted to make, but I didn't know how to make them. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't know about this. I don't know about this. But at the same time, we were going to be presenting Reiki to our audience. So yeah. I'm like, I don't want to be a fake and a fraud and like not have experienced it either. So once we had the session, like, I thought that I was going to, as soon as I opened my eyes, I was going to feel like something magical, like wake up, like, okay, shit's okay.
Yeah.
She said what she said. but it didn't happen like that. But in hindsight, I can see how, like, the changes that you said be ready to make happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I had the session, and by the time we had our audience, by the time we had our
live show,
the changes were made. That relationship was ended.
Yeah.
And I wasn't anticipating ending the relationship.
Oh, wow.
Like, before the show happened.
Yeah.
Like, there were the feelings, of course, like, this should be ended, because we were asking, like, are the people in our lives supposed to be here?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to tell us to break up? Like, what exactly does a Reiki do? but, like, that's not what happened, but the relationship did for sure end, and I was like, you know what,
Reiki, it was
like, maybe it was that, you know, like, it wasn't something that was like an automatic awakening. And I know that, and you can explain this further, like, what's the expectation, like, how people have this expectation after they do the Reiki sessions, and how, like, it's a gradual process that actually happens.
Yes.
And I know some people, like, continue to get Reiki. Yeah. It's not like a one-stop shop a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's definitely not. I would say that people should continue to get it, because you continuously grow and change. But it's like how you do maintenance on your car. You need to do maintenance on your body and just make sure you're balanced. But like I said, spirit is going to give you what you can handle.
Yeah.
So you would not have enjoyed this experience. You would have never tried it again. We wouldn't be talking today, I guarantee you, if you would have had some crazy ass experience on that table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there are people who have. There's people who have had wild things happen on the table, but they're ready for it, and they know, they kind of know what they're bringing to the table as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the benefits kind of vary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, the experience and the benefits. What do you say the, like, main benefits are?
I would say a deeper connection to self. Mm-hmm. Relaxation is the biggest thing. Helping you become just present in the moment is a big thing, because a lot of times we have so many things going on in the outside world that just having that 30 minutes, 45 minutes just to sit with yourself can bring up so much because of all the distractions.
Yeah.
And just getting connected to your body, because we're not here to be punished. It's we're here to learn, and we're here to grow, and we're here to release the things that don't serve us so we can be our best selves. So I think all of those are huge benefits, but it comes at different times for everybody, and it comes at what you can handle. So somebody always say go to sleep and wake up and you'll feel different and it'll grow gradually over time. So like for me, I woke up the next day and I was like, I feel different. Like, I know this is going to happen. But for somebody, they might look back and they're like, oh, I was told that this is what I needed to do. This is what I need to work on. And that was a couple months ago. And now I see the changes.
Mm. Yeah, mine was my sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember you saying that.
Because that's what Reiki is, right? Isn't Reiki like reading the chakras?
Not necessarily.
Oh, see, that's why we have you here. Because I would have been like, and then you're looking at the chakra.
So you can use it to assist the chakras, but really it's pushing the energy to the parts of your body to relieve stress and trauma, anxiety, and to get to the root of your issues. And that can go anywhere. The chakras are just seven. Well, there's more than seven, but commonly seven energy points in the middle of our body that relate to different parts, the organs or different parts of our being. But Reiki can go anywhere. And you can use Reiki for so many things. So
that's what I want to know. What can we use it for?
Everything. Okay. So I bless my food with Reiki.
What?
Okay, yes. Teach me. Teach me your ways. Not right here, right now.
Yeah. But you can do it.
Because I be saying, guys good, guys great, thank you for being man.
Yes.
And that ain't got no...
Okay, so one thing you should know is if you pray with your hands closed, palms together, you're cutting off the energy.
Period. Mm.
So a different way that you can shift the energy is you just set an intention and you just bless your food and just imagine energy flowing from your hands to your food.
And that's what I'll be doing from now on. Mm-hmm. Jesus wept, you said?
No, no.
I didn't
really
say. No, I didn't think she said you're crazy.
I thought she said, I'm like, I could do that all day. Bow, Jesus wept. Give it to me.
Set your own intention. Right. Whatever that may
nourish
be.
Nourish my body, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, exactly. So we can use it to bless our food.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
You can do it to bless a conversation. Okay. So I can send Reiki to all of us so that this flows freely and that we have a good time. You can send it to something in the future. So maybe you have a vacation or a test or interview coming up and you're like, I need some good vibes to go that way. You can send it to that. You can bless other people. You see somebody on the side of the road, I shoot them Reiki all the time. You got a flat tire. Let me give you a little something to help you spiritually.
And you
get
bless
through this.
Our timelines.
Thank you.
Charges our timelines.
Yes, he does with Reiki.
I try to bless the timelines on Instagram because it's heavy on there sometimes.
Yes.
But you can use it for anything and everything. Your pets, your car, because everything is energy. So you can raise the vibration of every single thing that you see, that you feel, that you experience, past, present, or future, because it's all connected.
Yeah. I was listening to another podcast, and this Reiki master was saying that she was doing Reiki on her cat. Because she went to the vet and only had some sort of illness, cancer, I think. And they only gave her 3 months to live. And she did Reiki on her cat every day just to help her heal and feel better. And the cat lived for 3 years.
Really?
Yes. I had an experience like that with the cat before I moved to Long Beach.
I'm about to start Reikiing up on Gatsby. Yeah.
Get your little body up. Little buddy.
We had a little cat that we adopted. And I would do Reiki on the cat. The cat would pass out every time after doing Reiki.
Are
like, just
serious?
Knock out sleeping. And I was like, what's wrong? Like, what's
you
wrong?
You healed it up.
But I felt that he had something wrong with his heart. And so I was telling Wes, I was like, I feel like pain in his heart. Something's going on with his heart. When we adopted the cat, they didn't say anything about heart pain or anything.
Of course not. They just want them gone.
Yeah. Right. But I started to, I don't know if it was just like to get me, get rid of the cat, get going to Long Beach or whatever. But I guess I was allergic to the cat when I wasn't at first. So we had to give the cat up for adoption. Well, later we saw on Instagram the cat had a heart problem and they were trying to raise money for surgery for the cat. But when we had him, he was getting stronger and stronger every day because I was practicing Reiki on him.
Well, I'm glad y'all also didn't keep that cat. He would have turned into a financial obligation.
Right.
Oh, you're crazy.
What the heart surgery?
Sorry, Noah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's none like an animal with an illness. It's a check.
Yes, like, we wouldn't have been able to get to Long Beach.
Okay, do you do Reiki on your baby?
Yes, I do. She does Reiki on me too.
What?
Yes, she has started early and she will put her hands on my heart or wherever I need it and she'll close her eyes and she does it. So I don't know if she learned that from us seeing us do it or if she just intuitively knows this is how to do it.
They say raise up a child in the way that they should go.
Exactly. You're raising
her. She's going to be texting people at school like, you doing too much on the slide.
Right.
I need.
Oh,
my God. She probably does it on me more than I do it on her.
Really?
Sometimes she'll even be like, I don't need this. Like, I'll try to give her a little love. She's like, nah, I got this.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. She's very in her spiritual bag.
I love that
already.
Wow.
It makes sense though. Look at her little parents.
Yeah.
Like she probably living in that house like a girl.
She's probably untouchable.
Right. Sage and shit around there. She probably walking around there with her own sage, like
for real. Today it was nap time and I was like, I'm so tired. Please just go to sleep, baby. And she took her hands and went around the room and I was like, are you like getting the room ready?
For nap? Do what you gotta do. Just lay there.
Right. If that's what you gotta do, just go to sleep, please.
I love that.
But yeah, she's doing it.
That's so cute.
Boo Boo Babies. As you may know, CBD has become very popular in the last couple of years. It's literally everywhere, and with so many options, it makes it difficult to differentiate between what's good and what isn't.
That's easy for me because that's where NED comes in. NED is a wellness brand that offers solutions to alternative prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs. They produce the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD extracted from organically grown hemp plants that are all sourced from an independent farm in Colorado.
You know what? I talk about this product all the time. I don't think I'm going to stop talking about it. I rant and rave about the Period Soothe Salve. It's literally my go-to natural remedy for uncomfortable menstrual cramps, which literally take me out of the game. So, you know, what's really special about NED is that they take time to energetically infuse all of their products with binaural beats, positive affirmations, and happy vibes.
So if you want to check out NED and try their CBD products for yourself, we have a special offer for our homegirls. Go to www.helloned.com/bravado or enter bravado at checkout for 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order plus free shipping. So that's helloned.com/bravado to get 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order plus free shipping. Thank you, NED. So when would be a good time for somebody to see an energy healer? Like, are there some signs or indicators? Like, you might need to go
today.
Absolutely. In with the healer.
Absolutely. Some of the things would be the obvious things, stress, anxiety. I used to have very, very bad anxiety, and it's helped me a lot with anxiety to the point where I couldn't even leave the house.
And
I was like trapped in the house for at least a year of my life because of anxiety.
Damn.
And it definitely helped me to move forward. And so I still practice on myself. Anything like depression, stagnancy, if you just feel stuck or unmotivated, that's a good time. If you just feel like something's off, sometimes people don't know and they're like, something's just not right. Mm-hmm. And I just need to get myself balanced and together. That's perfectly fine. Also, when you're transitioning through different phases in life, so whether you move or you experience a loss or a breakup, those are always good times. Mm-hmm. So that can help you through that transition and uplift you, but also to prepare yourself for something new too.
And that's where I wanted to take it. It's the preparation.
Yes.
So can Reiki help us with creativity?
Absolutely.
And getting more coined?
Yes.
Preparing for the coined?
Yes. So it can actually get to...
Look at your face. Creativity, you say.
Put me on your books.
It can work backwards for you, too.
Oh,
so
hell
you can
no.
get to... No, this is good. To get to the root...
I'm like, off the table.
Right.
Off of it.
Get to the root of why you aren't manifesting the things that you want. And so that you
it's always something deeper. Yeah. You're trying to get the solution and it's like, actually, you got some shit to unpack. Right.
Yeah, it gets very deep because you can be healing generational trauma and you need to prepare yourself to handle the money that is coming your way because you haven't experienced any of that from your mother, your grandmother, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it could have to do, if you aren't manifesting the money that you want to, it could have to do with feeling worthy or feeling unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be calling it in, but if you don't feel worthy when you receive it, you can't hold on to it.
Worth is very, self-worth
is tied to everything.
Seriously, money, career, relationships, friendships, everything. You could just be thinking, what I think about myself doesn't matter as long as I'm treating people right or doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And the whole time you won't be getting what you deserve because you don't feel like you actually deserve it no matter how you're treating people.
Right.
Yeah. And that's deep.
So do your work. Get your Reiki so that you can unlock and unblock some shit.
And with creativity, a lot of times with women, we focus on the sacral chakra, which is our womb space. And that has to do with sensuality, sexuality, creativity, and relationships.
That was my one that was blocked. Mm-hmm. I think I need to keep some energy. I need to keep that energy moving in that, because it can become very stagnant, and that's when you feel like.
And things can directly relate to each other. So maybe if you aren't expressing yourself sexually and freely, that can be blocking your creativity, because that's in that space. And maybe you are supposed to be a free sexual being, and through that action, bring up that creativity to express it. But because you're holding yourself back, it's not flowing.
That so when y'all see me doing the silhouette challenge,
go
ahead, girl. Don't think I'm trapping. I'm actually unblocking.
Practicing your
But
creativity.
You are. You really are.
No, really. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. See, sometimes we shame people, but those be the people who probably really be in their bag.
In their bag.
I said before this, I was dancing upstairs because I'm like, okay, I want to express. I want to bring up that creativity. And that's the way you can get the energy moving. So you can do it through Reiki, but there's other ways. Just by simply moving your body can move some energy.
Moving that energy. Okay.
That's what we need to do. So
I'm about to be dancing. Well, you know, all I do is dance.
I dance too, but it's dancing in a different way, I think.
Yeah, like the remember the sacral, whatever the sacral, it was like some shit on Instagram a few years back. The sacral goddess, sacral energy movement.
It doesn't have to be all that.
It was something. What are you talking about?
It was.
I don't know.
A good twerk will get the job done the same way.
Oh, I do that all day. Yes. Throw some little ass. I was just doing that. Let the creativity flow, baby. Yes. What were you going to say, Brittany?
Oh, what I was going to say is that some people are apprehensive to do Reiki because they feel like this is interfering with religion. Mm. So what do you have to say about Reiki and religion? Is there some contrast here? Can we do both?
You can absolutely do both, because Reiki solely focuses on the energy side, and it's a practice of love and compassion. Mm-hmm. We don't teach you have to believe this, you have to do this. We're teaching you how to work with the natural elements and the way of life. So if you would like to go to church, that has nothing to do with Reiki. Mm-hmm. Please bless everyone in the church with Reiki. But we would have a lot of people come into the Saw Lounge like, I'm Christian. I'm not going to participate in this. Yeah. And it's like, I work with God too.
Right. Right. He's my homeboy too. Jesus is my homeboy.
Oh, remember that?
Remember those shirts?
Yeah, Jesus is my homeboy. Yeah.
Jesus
and
is
so
my homeboy.
So you can practice whatever religion you would like to. This is just solely love and compassion, which I feel like is the foundation of most religions anyway.
Yeah.
Love and compassion.
Yeah.
And so do what you want.
Do your
But do what feels good to you. If you don't connect with it, then don't do
yeah,
anything.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know that a lot of times with religion, we can feel like that's the end all be all and not
devil for sure.
Yeah. We can feel like, or we can feel like religion is the end all be all and not allow ourselves to experience other healing modalities because it's like, I prayed about it.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember I had a little quarrel with an ex coworker.
Really?
I remember when I was, when I first like started getting into crystals and stuff and I was like, oh, I need to charge my crystals at my old job with And I was like, oh, I'm charging my crystals. And he was like, you've been tapping into all of this crystal stuff and doing all of this stuff. You need to get out of that. Like, God is the only person who can help you. And I'm like, dog, whoever said I didn't believe?
And crystals come from the earth.
I'm a believer.
Who do you think created that?
I'm a believer. So I didn't give a fuck what he was talking about. I'm like, baby, my God already knows my heart and he knows what's cracking.
It's a tool just like anything else. And it's a tool before anything for self-care.
Yes.
So you can learn to do Reiki and do it on yourself to help you to be a better person.
So you mentioned healing yourself through Reiki. Mm-hmm. So there are three levels, right?
Yes.
Explain those three levels and what the process is when you heal yourself.
So the first level of Reiki, there's actually four. I teach them in three.
Well, tell me.
No, I teach them in three. So you're not completely like off. So the first level is all about self-healing, because a lot of people, they come into this spiritual world or they want to be a healer and they want to immediately get to healing everybody else. And it doesn't work like that because you will not be a good healer if you are not taking care of yourself first. You just can't. And you can only heal to the capacity of which you've healed to yourself. So if you're not taking care of your shit, you have all these blockages. How can you help the person on your table? So level one.
I didn't have an experience, but just to interject right there really quick, I often wonder that, because it seems like a lot of the times the people that are offering the healing from the outside looking in, I don't know full story, sometimes they don't be seeming like they need to administer healing because
that's true. Like they're not completely
there's some
healed.
Things going on the back end.
Yeah.
So for me myself, I'm like, put them hands back on yourself.
Redirect that
over here on me.
That is true. And that's why in our class, we definitely stress the importance of working on yourself. Now, nobody's ever going to be completely healed. Perfect. We're always growing and changing, and things pop up as we grow. Mm. And so you must always make yourself the foundation. So level one is teaching you how to tap into the energy to work with yourself. And so before you can even go in our program to help anybody else, you have to work 30 days straight minimum on yourself every single day and experience those changes. So not only you can help others, but you can see how you've grown during that time. Mm. Level two teaches you how to work with other people. It teaches you how to empathize with people, because there's a lot of people who are just like, you have blockages and leave it at that. Yeah. And that's not how you should do it. You need to empower and explain and educate people on what their body's doing, what their spirit's doing, mm-hmm. and how they can work with that energy. So in our program, we teach people how to greet the client from beginning to end, how to start a spiritually based business and hold the integrity of what you're doing. And yes, we teach you how to make a coin, but it's not all about making a coin.
Right.
But you need to know how to, because that is a struggle with a lot of healers, is like they want to just, I'm doing the Lord's work, and mm-hmm. they don't make a living for themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you are doing it, you should be compensated for that and feel good about it.
There needs to be an exchange of energy, for sure.
Always.
Or else you'll feel drained. Like, actually, I can't give you anymore.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we teach, because I've experienced that too. You just want to give, and you're so excited, and then you're tapped out. And it's like, what do I have to show for this?
Right.
It feels good to give, but that's not enough. Mm. That's not going to keep the lights on.
It never does. Right. Bills don't be paid. Just be feeling good in the dark.
Right. Exactly.
No lights, just vibes.
Exactly.
So what's level three?
Level three is advanced techniques. So things to assist you with going deeper and healing on a multidimensional level. And then level four is a master training. And so if you would like to be a teacher of Reiki, that is when you would learn in level four. I combine three and four for just my personal preference, because I want to teach those advanced techniques to people who want to be teachers. Mm. Like, that's where I want to pour my energy into. But there's people who separate it.
Got it. So my question is, people be popping up all of a sudden, healers,
mm-hmm.
right? And if we're looking for Reiki, a Reiki healer, how do we know that people are credible?
The vetting.
Mm-hmm. How do we know? Because people be like, I'm an intuitive soul. And I'm like, hold on now. Hold on. Because I understand intuition and I understand God given and mm-hmm. that we're all healers. But if we're getting specific training, mm-hmm. I need to know, how do we figure out who's who out here? Who's really real in the streets?
Yeah.
First and foremost, I would say use discernment mm-hmm. and pay attention to what feels right. If you get any kind of weird vibes, then don't do it. Mm-hmm. The thing about Reiki is it's not new. It's been around forever, but it's not, there's programs to go through, but it's not like if you were to become a doctor and you get your master's and somebody's going to hold you to that, or standard, you get your doctorate or all that stuff. You don't, it's not the same. And there are people who are magnificent healers and they learned all on their own, self-taught. Mm-hmm. So I would say use discernment. Energy is everything. And you know when something feels right and doesn't feel right.
No, that's true. Because I felt comfortable with you and Wes. No, really, I did. I'm like, you know what? From what I can tell,
they're legit.
They have it. Mm-hmm. For some people that I see administering the same services, I'm like, you wouldn't be over me.
I wouldn't be on your table.
Because I feel like, that. Not that I'm a healer. Well, I am.
You are a healer.
I'm a healer. I'm a healer. Shut up.
You
I'm
are.
A healer.
You're a healer. Exactly.
But, I'd be like, Queen, you might need to go back to level one. Because
work on thyself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heal thyself before we're trying to heal others.
And sometimes that's very, very true. I would also say look for people who are open with what they do. Mm. Like if somebody's trying to hide something and ask questions. If you can tell when somebody knows what they're talking about and when they don't know what they're talking about. So ask, where did you learn? How did you learn? How long have you been doing this? Do you have any reviews? Because I can pull out reviews.
I see reviews.
Like,
Yelp.
Reviews.
Yes.
Bitch, are you on Yelp? That's what I want to know. Can I find you on Yelp? Which we can find the Salt Lounge on Yelp, and you guys have all good reviews.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's smart. So we're using discernment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're doing your research.
We're doing our research.
Period.
And I was going to say we're using our intuition, but that goes hand in hand with discernment.
Just filling it out. That's all I can say. A lot of people are just coming out because this is so trendy. And a lot of people, I guess, have been like in the closet with their spirituality. Yeah. So it could be somebody you might not feel or see that much information, but they just now feel like, okay, I can share this with the world. Yeah. And they may have been doing it forever, but just ask questions. That's all I would say. And anybody who's comfortable and knows what they're doing, they have no problem sharing anything with you.
I love it. Okay.
I used to think that my skin goals were unattainable. Over the past few years, hormones have been kicking my ass, and my skin has been very problematic and acne prone. I've done it all, gone to dermatologists, tried several products, read all the Reddit threads, and I drove myself to pure frustration. But thankfully, I found Curology. Whether you're trying to take control of acne, fine lines, dark spots, the occasional breakout, clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription with three active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skin needs. Right now, I'm tackling these damn dark spots. To get your treatment plan, start by answering questions online about your skin and sending in a couple selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more. I really love the process of getting my treatment plan set up. The questions were very specific, and I felt like they were ensuring me that my direct needs were going to be addressed, which is key for me. Curology set me up with a personalized treatment plan, and they shipped my custom formula right to my door. My formula contains clindamycin, azelaic acid, and zinc pyrithione. This will help to address acne, dark spots, and skin texture. I love that it was formulated just for me, and I've already seen improvement in my texture, and my acne flare-ups have decreased. Take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/bravado for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/bravado to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details. So when we do, like, once someone does the level one training, like, say I'm someone whose hands weren't getting warm or anything. Like, mm-hmm. I just decided that I want to have this in my toolkit so that I can.
Which you apply. Do have it in your toolkit, right? Hmm? Aren't you a level one, Reiki?
Germany, what?
You went to the class.
No, I didn't go to the class. I went to a little
introduction.
What was that called?
I thought you did it, bitch.
No. I went to a little event, a course or something, and she offered me. She said that I would. There was a potential. You were. I didn't do it. Germany, yourself, girl. I would have been. I would have been applying what I needed.
If you
want to
learn, let me know.
I thought she was a master. I really thought Brittany was level one in herself.
I'm not a level one.
Okay. I'm not. Okay, go ahead.
But what I want to know is, how will we know, like, what would it look like to be able to do Reiki on myself? Like, am I just touching the parts where I feel like, or
how do I know? Walk us through it.
How do I know that there's a spot that energy needs to be moved around? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, in the class, you learn the different hand positions, which kind of take care of the entire body. It starts from the top, it goes down the front and in the back as well. So you would start with those general hand positions, and you would just do the full treatment for that first 30 days. And then after that, you intuitively just feel like, I need some Reiki on my heart. And you just put your hands on your body. It's very natural. Nothing can go wrong. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's just like if you're holding your knee and you set the intention for the energy to flow, and it does it.
You have to set the intention.
You will definitely feel a difference before and after, because you'll feel very relaxed.
Mm. Okay, I'm about
very
to,
relaxed.
I'm about to start working on myself.
You need to get it not level two, and I need to get level two.
So and then we can be laying each other out.
Right. Y'all
we can lay each other out, huh?
But you can practice energy work on yourselves. Y'all want to see how you can do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, oh, shit. The live tutorial.
So it's great that, I mean, of course, take the class if you feel drawn to it. That's what I would say. Like, don't wait for your hands and shit to heat up, because you don't have to worry about it. If you are drawn to it, then learn it.
Yeah.
But this is a cool technique that you can do to balance your chakras.
Okay.
So we can go through the chakras. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but say, okay, you said you're sacral, so you know that's in your womb space. So both of you can work there.
Okay, working.
So you can start, just take your dominant hand. And if you picture a big Flavor Flav clock right on the front of your pelvis area, and it's 12 on the top, And it's, you know, that if you go to, what mm-hmm. is this, to the left, that's clockwise. If you go to the right, that's counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. So just close your eyes and then take a deep breath in and let it out. And then just rotate your hand first counterclockwise over your pelvis. And Brittany, you want your hand like straight out, fingers together. And then you're going to go to the right. And just feel what that energy feels like. Sometimes it can feel like you need to move a little faster, a little slower. It might feel like things are a little stuck. You might feel a little emotional.
Are we really touching?
Go the other way, Germany.
That yeah. way. Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to be touching? Or
nope, just right in front.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was working that middle.
Shut the fuck up. Brittany, you are disturbing my healing.
Okay, and just breathe and just feel your way through. Okay, and then shake your hand off. Mm. And then now you're going to go the other way and then feel the difference.
I already feel hot.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And so when you go the opposite way, it might feel a little cool, a little breezy. You might want to move a little faster. But this simple technique can show how you can already do things to send energy to your body and heal yourself.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Y'all feel the difference?
Mm-hmm. No, I really feel like a heat, little heat build up.
I did feel heat build up. What, we about to be creative, huh?
I needed to do that when the other day I was having some crazy ass cramps. And I never get cramps like that, but I really felt like I needed to be touched. Because mm-hmm. I felt like something was taking over my body. So I'm wondering if I would have got to
rotating.
Yeah, if that would have helped.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even just put your hands right there over the cramps and just breathe and just imagine yourself pushing love to your body.
Is it always counterclockwise first and then clockwise?
Yeah, counterclockwise is to remove any stagnancy, any blockages, and then you shake it off just to get rid of the energy, and then you're pouring the love in when you go clockwise.
Oh, I
like
that. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, and I could do that for my heart. I
yes,
could do that.
All the chakras. You can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, head would be up here and mm-hmm. get cracking.
Yep. Crown.
And then
third eye.
Okay, mm-hmm. shit. I'm about to be working myself.
Yeah, throat. So that's how you can balance your chakras yourself. You just go through all of them. And you don't have to do all of them every day. You just, like, if you have to talk a lot one day and you're like, I need to work on my throat, then you can just only do your throat.
So I got something to tell this.
So right there, you can see you already have your abilities to heal. You mm-hmm. already, you didn't have to get some wild test, attunement, all of these things that people talk about. It's like, we can do this.
Yes.
Yes. It's all about being mindful, listening to your intuition, listening to your body, mm-hmm. and knowing that we have what we need inside of us to heal ourselves.
Because we're all healers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the rooter to the toot, I came out this bitch healing. That's I came out my mama like, what's up, girl? We healing
Who
today.
Need to be healed?
Who right. need to be healed?
And it's okay. just what you put your energy into. Like, I put my energy into this and I'm good at it because I focus on that. Just like if somebody plays basketball and they mm-hmm. practice and they put their energy into it, they'll be good at that.
I like
It's just
that.
What you where you decide to put your energy.
I'm about to be attuning myself. But don't you need a fork to attune? Don't you need a fork to attune?
No, that's a...
What is that?
That's a tuning fork. It's a different... That's like a tool you use and you use the vibration too.
That's something else though too.
Yeah. That's something else, yeah. You but see, you don't necessarily need... Necessarily.
I figured. Okay, so tonight, you've talked about your class. Mm-hmm. Tell them exactly where they can find you and your offerings.
Yeah.
All the offerings. So we
There's
are...
There's a lot, y'all.
There's time.
Share like, them all.
All
the things that I do. So we are located in downtown Long Beach. Mm-hmm. So you can come to the Salt Lounge. It's a nice, beautiful space here. We mm-hmm. offer virtual workshops. We have a ton of retail products that help uplift you mind, body, and spirit. We offer services. So we offer aura cleanses, chakra balancing through light and crystal therapy. We have massage now. Of course, we offer Reiki and we offer what's called the Salt Lounge experience where you can kind of get a little bit of everything and like spend a few hours of your day and then you go about your business. We have an online school mm-hmm. where we teach Reiki and manifestation and all those fun things called Soul Work Academy.
Mm-hmm. Love
and
it.
That's work with the E. Mm-hmm. And so there you can actually learn Reiki because you can learn virtually. You don't have to learn it in person.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because energy has no limits or boundaries, we can learn virtually whether I'm present or not, and you'll still feel the energy the same way.
That's good to know.
And
they used to do these really workshops.
You have the heal yourself, mm-hmm. heal your fucking
Yes, I have an oracle deck. It's the Heal Your Damn Self oracle deck.
She's talking about heal your fucking self. Heal your fucking self.
Yes. I think that's just the Aries of me, because people come and they want readings and they want to know like, why, what can I do? But they don't want to do the work. And it's mm-hmm. like, don't depend on me. Heal your damn self. Yeah. And, but I'm going to show you how to do it.
Yeah.
And so that one, we also have one coming out too. It's called the Dollar Dollar Bills deck.
And that's the one I need.
Yes. It will be.
That's the one that's calling my name.
Yes. It'll be here, I would say, in a month or so. Y'all the first ones to know. And it is a deck. We call it a healing deck, not an oracle deck, because it's going to help you heal your relationship with money.
The money wounds.
Yes.
I remember when we first came here, we had a really long, in-depth conversation about money when we first
met. Raise that price.
Yeah.
We were having a hard time.
I'm all about raising the price.
Yes. We were having a hard time figuring out what to charge for our offering, and you know, you guys were really expansive during that time.
They were. And tonight, you always are. Even when we were chatting before deciding to start recording, I'm like, I love expansive conversations. Yeah. And this is why you got to connect with other homegirls.
Right.
Yes.
God.
It's very important for me, too. Yes. Because I don't really chat with too many folks, because I'm like, I want everybody, are you doing the work? Are you showing up? Because I don't want to be carrying you in a friendship. Let's work together. Yeah.
Yes, because that can happen.
It can.
They'll suck your energy, especially they know you're a healer.
Yeah.
They'll be like, let me go call tonight.
Yeah, you have to be really.
Yeah, you got to set a strong boundary. Like, is this friendship, or when is it healer and when is it friendship? And that can get a little tricky.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay, so really quick before we let you go. Mm-hmm. Do you heal your friends? Do they sign up and they're like, girl, I need to come in for this. I need to come up for that. Or do you set a boundary that I shouldn't be your healer?
No, I'm open to it. If you show up, I'm going to do the work, because I remove myself out of it. So when you're talking to me and we're doing a session, you're not talking. You're talking to me, but you're not. It's I'm in full healer mode and I'm not going to talk about your business after. We're not even going to talk about this together unless we are having a session. So if somebody wants to learn, we do, but it's not come to my house and we're going to kick it and then we're going to heal. It's no, schedule a time and we're going to do this and we're going to focus on this. And then maybe a different day we'll go to lunch or we'll do something else. So it's
boundaries.
Two separate folks you get.
Okay, I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
that. Gotta do the boundary vibe.
Yes.
Okay, but before we go, let them know the website and your Instagram.
Where they can find you.
Mm-hmm. TheSaltLoungeLB.com for services. Mm-hmm. Dopeness Divine, which is my Instagram name, but I also have DopenessDivine.com where I have cool merch on there.
Oh.
And things to help you feel empowered and heal. And then SoulWorkAcademy.com for all your spiritual empowerment, growth tools, courses, classes, those things.
I love it.
And
they
we'll
don't
put
really
all that in the
flipped
show notes.
And tumbled it.
Yeah, we'll put all that down in the show notes just in case you didn't have your pen.
Yeah.
And your journal.
It's a lot.
So, thank you so much, Tanai, for sharing your knowledge and energy with us and our audience.
And giving us some tools, because I'm going to be rotating on myself when I get home.
Right.
Can I do it too much?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
I ain't trying to burn it out.
And I would love to offer something to all your homegirls.
Yes.
If they do want to learn Reiki, I will make a code bravado.
Yes.
And they can get half off their Reiki class.
Let me write that down.
That was not
Thank
discussed,
you.
Y'all. That's just the Lord moving.
Yes.
Wanting to save y'all some coins. Yes. And that'll be down in the show notes.
Yes.
So we'll put all that there. Tonight, you're a real special girl. You're doing the Lord's work here.
Yes.
You're doing the Lord's work. And it's coming back to you tenfold.
Thank you. Thank
I believe
you.
It.
I receive all
and
of that.
And we see the growth.
Yeah, hell
from
yeah.
From the time we've met till now. You might want to get healed. Learn how to heal, because it's some gems here.
It is. Thank y'all for listening.
All right. We'll chat with y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.